Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. We refer to that game as Rats Over Ship. We will get some topics once she gets settled in here after some technical difficulties. And
is it technical difficulties?
I don't know what happened.
Or she just, it was, you know what? Let's blame it on Scooby.
Do you think it was technical difficulties
I think she was being Tardy B, but we're going to blame it on Scooby. Mm. Scooby needed a snack.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
For tardiness.
How are you?
Good. I apologize. I was trying to help out a parental. Sorry.
Gotcha. The old aren't very good with technology. What do you got for us today for Rats Off a Ship?
All right.
By the way, nothing Marlins. Bottom of the second. Owen Casey up at the dish with a 1-2 count. Two outs. No score.
All right, well, number one, we have the world-knowing Pelle Larsson by the All-Star break.
I'm not rats off a ship. The world will learn of Pelle Larsson by the All-Star break, all right? It's been cute living here in Playinville and everybody not knowing what Pelle Larsson's about to bring to the table, but he's been vastly overlooked, all right? Pelle Larsson will have the world learn his name by the All-Star break because of the new spotlight from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Get ready to learn Swedish swish, America. Not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship, but I think people know him as the intangible of all intangibles. Try hard, dive for balls, play defense, or whatever.
Now I think that's Alex Caruso.
No, that's Alex Caruso because Pelle can dunk. Pelle's dunked on guys, and he's talked trash.
Okay.
He might go to
can shoot.
Yeah.
If you were to say the crowning, the king of intangibles right now, you have to say Caruso. He's a multiple-time champion. You know, I think he is on the throne of intangibles.
He's invited to cookouts.
With his headband.
With his head. He has to wear the headband. He has to. No, if he doesn't wear the headband, he can't come to the cookout.
Yeah, you can't come out there with just bald. No. We need some coverage.
Quick, so, just balls.
Yeah, just bald. Vlad. He wouldn't get through the front door before somebody say something. What? Mom, what's wrong with you?
Who brought this boy here?
Then he puts the headband on like,
AC. You got to wear the headband, boy. We're not going to know who you are.
Two championships.
Mama, don't worry about it. It's AC. It's AC.
Yeah.
Jennifer, where are you? Are you your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship. I feel like, you know, his name is circulating around the internet, the interwebs, so people will know about him.
All right. Vlad?
I like Pelle, so I'm not rats off a ship.
Very good. Swedish swish. Big year coming up. What's number two, Jennifer?
How do you feel about Bob returning to the Cats next season?
Oh, well, he's definitely not rats off a ship on that.
I mean, I'm not rats off a ship on the idea of it. I mean, I want him to come back to the Cats. Will he return to the Cats?
It's murky, man.
It ain't murky.
I think I'm rats off a ship on him coming back to the Cats. I don't think he's coming back to the Cats. I saw yesterday Kevin Weeks reported that there's four or five teams that are interested in his services. This seems like it's headed towards a divorce. I'm heartbroken about it. I don't really know what to do about it. I think I have to learn Jordan Binnington. I'm going to make him talk in a Russian accent. I don't know. I don't know what to do with myself.
Are you going to make him talk to us?
Hey, so here's the deal. Bob is a free agent.
Yep.
He can go where he wants.
Yep.
If he wants to go for money, he has that right. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm rats off a ship because I don't think he's coming back. But he still has every right to do what he wants. What happened? What happened?
Man, Sergio over here causing little heart attack.
I still hit the red button.
Yeah.
Oh, because you thought
yeah.
No, I didn't.
I know you didn't, but you know.
It was close.
-1.
Right. It was absolutely close.
Right. So you pulled the Robbie.
Daytop has it right. Daytop has it right. No, it wasn't a chip. It was that one.
Dade South says that TJ McConnell is king intangible. I don't know.
No, Alex Caruso. He's like hands on the floor, slapping the floor.
TJ McConnell. Like, yeah. TJ McConnell's hand of the king. He's hand of the king. You know, he's got the pin. He carries out orders. But I don't think he's the king. I think Caruso's the king. Where are your rats on Bob returning, Jennifer?
I kind of feel for you, Tobin. Like, I really don't know also. I don't know.
It sounds like you don't want to say it, but you think it. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know.
Dave Sop said Caruso could dunk.
How tall is Caruso?
He's like 6'1". 6'2".
He's only 6'1"?
No, he's taller than that.
He's taller than
Caruso's
that.
Caruso's not that tall.
Yes,
bro.
He is. He's like 6'5".
No way. Hold on. He's like 6'3", maybe.
He's actually 6'5".
Oh, really?
6'5".
Yeah, and he's 32.
Nah, he's not 6'5". He's 6'5", like Jalen Brunson's 6'2".
Well, that's not true.
Exactly.
Hey, Vlad, did you see that that look-alike?
Oh, what, the kid? I saw it.
No, I don't know. It was a grown man. Looked just like Jalen Brunson, but he was like 5'2". Dressed like him and everything. I showed Tobin.
I saw Jalen Brunson loved it on Instagram. It was hilarious. All right, Vlad, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off his ship. He's coming back, man. He's coming back. They're not going to do that to you. They're not going to do that to this fan base. I think Sergey's loved by the organization. The organization loves Sergey. I do agree with the organization. I'm not trying to give no 40-year-old man no 6-year contract. That's a little ridiculous.
What about a 3-year for $45 million?
I am all for 3 years, $33 million, 3 years, 36. But he just knows it's just these are the 3 years. And also the core, the nucleus, probably has 3 years still left in them, this championship nucleus. So, yeah, 3-year deal, it's all taken care of. I can't give you no 6-year deal. I'm not giving you money when you're 42. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
What's number 3, Jennifer?
Aaron Boone is upset with Jazz Chisholm Jr. for having a lollipop on the field.
There's nothing that you said there.
They went crazy,
right? There's nothing that you said there that's unsurprising because Jazz Chisholm loves props, all right? He loves doing his own thing. And if anybody is going to be upset about unwritten rules, if there's one person I'm going to go to, it's going to be Aaron Boone. I'm rats off a ship. Like, listen, let Jazz Chisholm have a lollipop. What's the big deal, dude? He's a grown-ass man. Something tells me he'll be just fine. Is it common? Like, do I see anybody else have a lollipop on the field? No.
Maybe it was a blow pop and he was trying to get
it was a blow pop and he was...
Oh, it was a blow pop.
And he was... Well, what do you do to a lollipop? He was doing it. And it just looked weird.
It looked weird, right.
Yeah, that's all. But, I mean,
I'm just like...
I don't need to see a stick.
Like, this is where we're taking a stand.
Aaron Boone's
quote. We're taking a stand on the lollipop.
He said, that pisses me off.
That he has a lollipop?
Yep.
Why?
He said that I want him to be safe because what if there's a screaming liner? He says, keep having fun, but be safe.
That is true, though.
What, really? That dude's a professional.
It doesn't matter, Leroy. All it has to do is happen one time, and then you'll be like,
Okay.
That is true.
So do they say anything because when they Hollywood a fly ball, right?
Come on, Dorn, enough of this Ole
Boobly. Right, exactly. Like, you don't say nothing then. Two hands. Secure the catch. No, they out there.
What is the most safe thing that you do for fun? Is it just, like, watch TV? Normally, there's an inherent danger.
I would like
to
say golf, but I got hit by a golf ball.
What are you talking about? His hip locked out on him the other day while he was watching TV. So there's nothing safe.
Who?
Yours.
Well,
no, that wasn't from TV. That was from kicking that soccer ball.
But you know, a golf ball almost killed Kane Brown, the country singer.
What?
Okay. They hurt.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like I saw a guy yesterday. I was on the green, and a guy was playing a hole next to me, and the guys playing behind us hit a golf ball, and it hit a guy in the head. It sounded like a home run.
Jeez.
And we were like 20 yards away, and I never saw so much blood.
Mm-hmm. So it got him in the ear, thankfully. If not, if it would have gotten him a little bit higher, a little bit lower, he would have been dead. But it got him in the ear, and he had, I don't know how many stitches. He was bleeding a lot. Like, his whole shirt was full of blood. Very scary. I didn't know that was that dangerous.
Getting hit with a golf ball is no joke. I was playing with one of my boys years ago, and his father-in-law was playing with us, right? And I was standing like over to the side, not in front of him, but kind of a little bit in front of him. But like, I thought I was pretty safe. I usually get out of the way. And his dad hit me right in the ass. And I look back and I go, how is this even?
Right in the goofy?
Huh?
Right on the goofy?
In the meaty part.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, hey, yo. So
I look back at him and I'm like, how is that even possible? What? What? No, you know, like if you get hit on the side, there's bone right there.
Sure.
But if you get hit in the rump roast,
that's a pretty man. Yeah.
I got hit right in the rump roast. It still hurt. And I had a little golf ball. A hematoma. I had, what they call that? A hematoma?
You had a Seam Rockman?
Yeah.
He had a hematitis. That's what he had.
Oh, my ass. Like, dude, it hurt so bad. I'm like, just looking back at him going, how is this possible?
Schmeathan says a Leroy Toma.
Hey, it's all fun and games.
Where were we at? What was the topic? Oh, yeah, Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm, yeah.
The lollipop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not selfish shit on Aaron Boone being upset. Like, you guys chew gum, you have candy. You know, how many unwritten rules does Aaron Boone need to regulate? Just chill out, man.
It's crazy. It is crazy. I'm rats off a ship, too. This is, like, just lunacy. Like, really?
Rock,
things going on in baseball and in sports. Lollipop is where you draw the line. You sound ridiculous. Rats off a ship.
Jennifer?
I'm also rats off a ship. That is a pretty silly thing to even say, to be honest.
Especially the level of...
I think he would try to...
It would actually make him concentrate even more so he doesn't look like a clown with a lollipop in his mouth. Right?
Vlad, where are your rats? You love the Yankees.
I'm not rats off a ship with the, what Mr. Boone said.
What?
Yeah.
What?
When you're batting 222...
They all bat 222.
No, he's batting 222. So,
as a leadoff hitter, or does he bat second?
No, he bats fifth or sixth in the lineup.
Yeah, he's in the porn hacks position. Like, just go up there and swing out of his shoes.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're batting, batting the way you're batting.
Jay South said it perfectly. Having a cheek full of sunflower seeds is not the safest thing in the world either.
Unless yeah, but you know what? A stick is not hanging out of your mouth. Pause. Like a blow pop stick is.
Mm-hmm.
So a liner hits you right there.
It's like paper.
Doesn't matter. It can go down your throat.
There was no need for that.
That was disgusting.
There was none.
Like, do you understand the lengths that we're going to make a point that somebody, a professional, well, let me take that back because I did see a professional step on his glove and fall on his face.
Poor Curtis Granderson.
But I'm just saying, we saying that a professional outfielder would be so clumsy that a ball would hit him in the face and send his blow pop down his throat.
Well, it'll be an infielder.
Yeah, I think he was playing second, wasn't he?
He's playing second and a liner to the second baseman.
Get a hot shot.
Screamer.
Or screamer. It could happen. Or what if you have to make a dive and you don't have a chance to take the blow pop out and you land on your face with the blow pop. Yeah, you can hurt yourself, bro. I know it doesn't seem like it until it finally happens, and then you can be like, oh, well, why was he playing with a blow pop in his mouth? That's what we're going to do.
Baseball does have some ridiculous injuries in their past, or lying about injuries in their past. You know, like Jeff Kent hurting himself washing a car.
Sure. I mean, I still want to know what Mitchell Robinson did to hurt his pinky finger, but we'll never know.
He definitely was up to truck hijinks.
But it doesn't matter. That means they do things, and injuries can happen.
That's all the time we have for Rats Off a Ship. We'll take a break. Some interesting names floating around the Miami Heat right now as far as adding some shooters. We'll get to that coming up.